Hello and welcome to Pray 365 with Just a Guy. Today I wanted to, before we start praying, read Ephesians 4:32 through chapter 5, verse 2. And it says, "Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. Follow God's example, therefore, as dearly loved children, and walk in the way of love, just as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God." That's a wonderful focus to have, is to love others as Christ loved us, to do things just as Christ. And that's really the focus for the day today for me, and the verse that I'll keep going through, and verses I'll keep looking at and trying to remind myself when I'm getting mad, I'm being irritated, I'm being angry, whatever it might be, that this is truly what God would have from me to emulate Christ and the gift that he gave me. So with that, let's go to God in prayer. Holy Father, I thank you for this time and I praise you. And I pray, Holy Spirit, for you to guide this prayer, for you to speak through us, to read our hearts, to know our hearts, which you do, but to share and express our hearts in the most impactful way. And Lord, I know you're the creator of all, and I'm so grateful for it. I always want to start with just thanking you for giving me the chance, giving us the chance to come before the one who made all, the one who spoke the world into existence. And it's through the spoken word that there's so much power. So, Father, I lift up this time and I pray this prayer to you in grace, in just appreciation and amazement that I can't even talk to you. And I thank you, Jesus, for dying for me and being that conduit, that mediator, that bridge between God and us, for your sacrifice. I always focus on the cross as the sacrifice. You became human. You're a spiritual being that's mighty and powerful, and you became weak and frail in the form of a human and spent 30 plus years doing that. So I'm grateful for that sacrifice, for leaving heaven and coming to earth. And Lord, I just thank you for our families. I'm so grateful for them. You've blessed us with people that love us, that we love. You've blessed us with loved ones who mean so much to us. And I'm grateful for them. And I just pray, Father, for you to continue to watch over them. Yesterday was a good day, and I just pray, Lord, that you'd continue to watch over them and guide them, that your angels would continue to be about them, be a hedge about them, and that you, Holy Spirit, would guide them and speak to them and comfort them. I know there's some who are struggling with persistent illnesses, persistent addictions, persistent fears. There's physical, mental, and spiritual battles going on. And I just pray, Lord, and ask, Holy Spirit, for you to touch them and meet them where they're at. I pray for your Holy Spirit to guide them, to talk to them, and let them know they're loved. For those who don't know you, I pray that people would be put in their path who would comfort them and speak your word and your love to them. And for those who do know you, I just pray others would be put in their path that would strengthen and build them up, so that we could love one another as Christ loved us. We can be forgiven as Christ forgave us. And we can forgive and we can love as he loved us and forgave us. Lord God, I just pray for our family members who are seeking you out and don't even know they are. I just pray and ask that you would let them know, let them feel your presence and that your love. May they experience you in a real and mighty way. And Lord, I come before you for our country. having read recently all that's going on, what's happening in New York, what's happening on our border, what's happening across this country, what's happening then as a result in other lands, foreign lands, Lord. Such a challenge, such an issue. I know you're in charge, and you know what the end result is going to be, but I come before you seeking out your mercy and your guidance, your blessing upon this nation, that you would be the one that we focus on, that we would return back to you, that we would have a grassroots revival, that you, Holy Spirit, would guide us, that you would touch our hearts, the hearts of our leaders, give them wisdom to build the nation up, not to tear it down. That the motivation would be implanted upon them if it isn't already. And I pray for our president that he would gain clarity of thought, that he would not be shackled by the demons and the spirits that are there, the anger, the hatred that he has. I just pray, Father, for you to be around him, for you, Holy Spirit, to engulf him, envelop him, to heal him. And our other presidential candidate, Trump, I just pray for him, Lord. There's so much going on. I just pray for peace and well-being. For if something happens, it's going to be even worse. So, Lord, I pray for peace across our nation. I pray for wisdom amongst our leaders. And I pray for us to love and forgive each other as you've loved and forgiven us. May we, as a nation, be strong and strong enough to love and forgive. I just pray, Lord, for this land, this country. And lastly, I come before you thanking you for loving us and praying, Holy Spirit, for you to guide us and open our hearts and our minds and our spirits more so that we would truly understand who you are, what it means to love you completely and love our neighbor as ourselves. I know there's so many challenges, so many fears. I pray that today we would operate out of love and not fear. That we wouldn't focus on problems, but we would focus on you and your power and ability, Lord God. Just thank you for all that you're doing in my life. And I just pray that I would focus on your will, not my fears, not my desires, not my concerns, but your will. May we live a life that's worthy of you today. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, thanks for joining me at Pray 365. I hope you have a great day.